From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Police in New York are appealing to the public for information about an explosion in Manhattan which injured 29 people late Saturday. New York Police Commissioner Tom O'Neill.
We've recovered video from both scenes, and we're continuing to canvass for witnesses and additional video. And we're looking to speak to anyone in the vicinity of either location last night.
Governor Andrew Cuomo labeled the incident an act of domestic terrorism at a news conference Sunday morning. But the city's mayor, Bill de Blasio, declined to go that far.
New York City residents can rest assured that we'll get to the bottom of this. Right now, we're not discounting anything at this point. And again, we're in the process of a complex investigation to determine who did this and why they did this.
The New York blast came hours after a pipe bomb exploded in a trash bin in New Jersey, in a beach town, Saturday, 135 kilometers away, forcing the cancellation of a charity foot race involving thousands of runners. Meanwhile, VOA is learning that an alleged bomber posted a manifesto on the Tumblr social media site claiming responsibility, saying, "I cannot live in a world where homosexuals like myself, as well as the rest of the LGBT community, are looked down upon by society." This has not been confirmed. Police say 9 people were wounded in a shopping mall stabbing attack late Saturday in St. Cloud, Minnesota. The FBI is investigating the stabbings as part of a potential act of terrorism. St. Cloud law enforcement acted within 5 minutes of the first call, and an off-duty officer who was at the mall shot and killed the suspect. This is VOA. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations has blasted Russia for calling the Security Council into emergency session late Saturday to review an apparently errant U.S. bombing run that appears to have killed scores of Syrian troops. Samantha Power says Russia's action was a stunt designed to divert attention from some of the most systematic atrocities in a generation.
The best way to contribute to the fight against ISIL and against al-Nusra, as Russia says it wants, is to stop bombing civilians and opposition groups who have signed up to the cessation of hostilities and deliver the Assad regime to implement what has been agreed.
She said the U.S. is investigating the bombing. And then she went on to cite repeated incidents of Syrian government atrocities, including airstrikes against hospitals and schools. Power said in all these cases, Moscow never called for Security Council action. But Russia's UN ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, said Power's angry words were demagoguery of the highest order. Churkin said timing of the U.S. strike was suspicious, coming as the two countries are attempting to forge a lasting ceasefire deal, and he questioned whether it was truly a mistake.
Why would all of a sudden the United States choose to help the Syrian armed forces defending Deir ez-Zor? After all, they did nothing when ISIL was advancing on Palmyra. ISIL made a 100-mile march without being attacked by the coalition.
Both ambassadors stopped short of saying that Saturday's airstrike meant the ceasefire deal had collapsed. Federal investigators are trying to determine what led a plane carrying several skydivers to plummet into a suburban Phoenix home. National Transportation Safety Board personnel are on site now investigating. Authorities say a Cessna 182 aircraft was carrying a pilot and 4 skydivers Saturday night as the plane crashed for unknown reasons. All were able to bail out and parachute to safety before the aircraft struck the home. The pilot was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. A husband and wife in the home escaped injury. Fire officials say the home is a total loss. And a co-founder of the Lyft ride-sharing service predicts that self-driving cars will handle a majority of his company's rides within 5 years. Lyft president John Zimmer also says personal car ownership will come to an end as the cost of autonomous rides fall. He made the prediction Sunday in an essay on the future of transportation in urban areas. I'm Lori London for VOA News in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.